USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court confirmation hearing of Amy Barrett started Monday and will continue for the next 3 weeks. The full Senate vote is expected on October 22nd. Both sides of the political aisle have their agendas. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Let me tell you a political secret. I doubt that it will be a brilliant cross-examination that's going to change this judge's trajectory this week. No. It is you. It is you calling Republican senators and telling them enough is enough, telling them it is personal, telling them they have their priorities wrong. So do it.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
She said, quote, judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views that they might hold.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, folks, I have discovered the greatest thing of all time. Dan Cilio here for MyPillow. Listen, I suffer from insomnia, and I need a great night's sleep. And I have discovered MyPillow. This adjustable fill gives me nothing but the greatest night's sleep and something that I so need. I know millions have discovered it, but it's unbelievable, and it's the greatest thing I've ever had when it comes to getting me that great night's sleep, and I recommend it for you if you're so looking for that. Go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-951-8175. Use the promo code USA, and you can get as much as 66% off of the entire line of MyPillow products. It's incredible. Go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-951-8175. Use that promo code USA. It's incredible. Take advantage of this special offer and do me a favor. Tell them your boy Cilio sent you.
Curfew is in play in a small Wisconsin town after riots last week involving an officer-involved shooting from February. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin ended on Monday. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was that was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News.
The markets closed higher today. Dow Jones 161 points, NASDAQ 158 points, and the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 30 points. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Facebook is expanding its hate speech policy to include content that denies or distorts the Holocaust. Monica Bickert, Facebook's vice president of content policy, says the decision is supported by the well-documented rise in anti-Semitism and the alarming level of ignorance about the Holocaust. Jonathan Greenblatt with the Anti-Defamation League says the plan falls short.
Well, I think the meeting was disappointing, to say the least. You know, we had laid out an agenda weeks ago for Facebook. Our recommendations are simple and straightforward and transparent. They've been published on our website since mid-June. Facebook asked us for this meeting, and we expected them to share details and time frames to execute on those recommendations. Instead, we didn't get any details. We didn't get any time frames. No commitments, no outcomes. We have very specific recommendations, like instituting real civil rights leadership in the C-suite of the company so these issues are strategically integrated across the organization. We want transparent, regular, independent audits of hate content on the platform, and this is really critical. They will report on how much hate content they've taken off, but all it is a numerator with no denominator.
Facebook will now direct users to credible information if they search for content related to Holocaust denial. Mark Zuckerberg has previously said that he finds Holocaust denial deeply offensive. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.